The web that has no Weber, Understanding Chinese Medicine, page 215, chapter 7, the 8 principal patterns, the phases of yin and yang, the pattern's basic texture and composition. Up to this point, the reader has been presented with two kinds of information, an abstract description of the human being oriented around the theory of yin and yang, and a detailed listing of various signs of disharmony. In this chapter, these two categories of information begin to merge for each individual as defined by a unique relationship between his or her own bodily signs and the overall movement of yin and yang. The eight principal patterns are the fundamental model for mediating between these two realms. They are the primary phases of yin and yang. They allow the physician to penetrate the abstract principles of yin and yang, principles that are so simple, yet so hard to grasp because they presume to be the general laws of totality of everything around us and inside us, in our bodies, our minds, and our spirits. The eight principal patterns serve then as a conceptual matrix that enables the training physician to organize the relationship between particular clinical signs and yin and yang. Conceptualizing and distinguishing the eight principal patterns is the first step toward discerning the basic composition and shading of the clinical landscape. For the beginning physician, before the various signs and symptoms gathered by the four examinations can be fully understood, they must be perceived within this schema. These patterns are the pencil sketch outlines of the human landscape. These principles also serve as a clinical guideline and a teaching device to enable a novice to learn how yin and yang, as complementary opposites, interact, combine and mutually transform each other. The translation of the expression Bagan as eight principal patterns must be explained. Ba means eight. Gan, originally a term for the head rope of a fishing net, can also mean guiding principles, essentials, or parameters. In the medical tradition, Gan connotes the primary matrix that guides all clinical discernment. Bian Chen, translated here as distinguishing patterns, is one of the commonest terms in Chinese medical literature. Bian means to distinguish, recognize, or clarify, while Chen can mean evidence, proof, or emblem, and in a different form, symptom or ailment. From a modern Western perspective, it is tempting to translate the Chinese words as differentiating syndromes, but that rendering would distort the uniqueness and potential validity of the Chinese idea. Syndrome is a purely descriptive term, suggesting an arbitrary grouping of signs and symptoms that is meaningless without an underlying cause. Syndrome implies that something is missing. For the West, the knowledge of the cause is needed to elevate a clinical entity or a syndrome to the rank of a disease. But the Chinese physician never leaves the realm of signs and symptoms to seek an independent, a priori cause, or mechanism susceptible to isolation and treatment. During the course of the four examinations, the physician simultaneously collects, interprets, and organizes signs, a complex, subtle perception that leads to an understanding of the physiological events taking place in the patient's body. The work of the Chinese physician, therefore, is to distinguish patterns, not syndromes, by recognizing the state of bodily disharmony within the domain of signs and symptoms. The process of Chinese medicine is the process of weaving together the elements and recognizing a pattern in myriad signs. For the Chinese, patterns are sufficient and are the ultimate guiding conception for diagnosis and treatment. The construct of the eight principal patterns allows the physician to begin to recognize how the yin and yang tendencies of the body may be in disharmony. It enables the physician to distinguish patterns of the broadest, most general type. Occasionally, these are all that are needed to proceed with the treatment. In most cases, however, further refinement of the pattern is required in order to discover the unique features of a particular disorder and so determine an appropriate treatment. Because Chinese medicine never leaves symptoms, never searches behind that phenomena for cause, but seeks only a configuration, much of this chapter and the next is a series of lists or complications, compilations of signs and symptoms. As with any skill, training the mind to see patterns requires frequent repetition, but the rewards of patience and perseverance is the discovery of the artistic and poetic effort of Chinese medicine as it attempts to capture the essence of a human organism in disharmony. The casual reader, however, is encouraged to skim and not worry about details. He or she will be able to follow subsequent chapters. Distinguishing the eight principal patterns. To discern the eight principal patterns within the signs and symptoms presented by the patient is one of the training physician's major tasks. The eight principal patterns are composed of four pairs of polar opposites: yin, yang, interior, exterior, deficiency, excess, and cold, hot. These eight principal patterns are actually a concrete subdivision of yin and yang into six subcategories. This division allows a clearer, more systematic approach to yin yang theory and practice in Chinese medicine. Yin and yang retain their primacy because of their broad, all-encompassing nature, while the other six patterns are finally subsumed in yin-yang patterns. Patterns of interior and exterior disharmony. The interior-exterior distinction is a relatively simple one, preliminary to the other principles. It gives the yin-yang clinical picture a basic spatial location by designating the site of disharmony. Interior patterns are generated primarily by internal disharmonies, exterior patterns by external influences. These terms will remind the reader of the discussion of pernicious influences in Chapter 5, in which illnesses associated with internal yin or yang disharmonies were differentiated from those categorized by the conflict of external influences and normal qi. However, interior and exterior are used here to describe the location and characteristics of a disharmony rather than its generation. The weaving together of some of the following signs suggests a pattern of exterior disharmony: acute illness with a sudden onset of chills and fever, head or body ache often accompanied by a thin tongue mass and a floating pulse. Exterior conditions are often related to what biomedicine would consider an infectious or contagious disease. Interior disharmonies are all those not considered exterior. Interior disharmonies are often associated with chronic conditions and often concern a person's constitutional tendencies or basic emotional life. Because external pernicious influences are both causes and also emblems or names for patterns, the pattern of exterior disharmony has the identical signs as the influence. Interior pernicious influences also share a congruence with the signs of an interior pernicious influence. Patterns of deficiency and excess. If an illness is characterized by insufficient qi, blood or other textures, or by the underactivity of any of the yin or yang aspects of the organs, the pattern is likely to be one of deficiency. General signs of deficiency are frail and weak movement, a shen, pale or sallow face, partial and incomplete engagement with life, shallow breathing, pain that is relieved by pressure, spontaneous sweating, copious urination or incontinence, pale tongue material with little or no moss, and an empty, thin, or otherwise weak pulse. Deficiency patterns are usually chronic in nature and may be thought of as a clinical landscape that is sparsely composed, bleak, and desolate. Broadly speaking, a pattern is likely to be one of excess when a pernicious influence attacks the body, when some bodily function becomes overactive, or when an obstruction causes an appropriate accumulation of substances such as qi and blood. The pattern of excess is suggested when some of the following signs are woven together: ponderous and forceful movement, a robust encounter with life, particularly loud and full voice, heavy breathing, chest or abdominal pains that are aggravated by pressure, scanty urination, thick tongue moss, strong, wiry, slippery, or full pulse. Patterns of excess can be either chronic or acute and may be seen in the mind's eye as a cluttered clinical landscape. Patterns of cold and heat. The pattern of cold disharmony generally manifests itself when the body's yang qi is insufficient or when cold pernicious influences are present. A combination of the following signs describes a cold pattern: slow, deliberate movement, withdrawn manner, white face, fear of cold, cold limbs, a passive, introverted manner, pain lessened by warmth, watery stool, clear urine, thin and clear white secretions and excretions, no thirst or a desire for hot liquids, pale and swollen tongue material with white or moist moss, and a slow pulse. Cold signs indicate that the basic shade of the body's disharmony is cloudy, like an overcast frozen winter. The pattern of heat disharmony is associated with either a heat pernicious influence, hyperactivity of the body's yang functions, or insufficient yin or fluids, leading to a relative preponderance of yang. A heat disharmony is revealed by the following signs: quick, agitated movement, delirium, a talkative, extroverted manner, red face and eyes, whole or part of the body hot to the touch, or it feels hot to the patient, high fever, which may or may not be related to the fever of expelling pernicious influence, irritability, thirst and a desire for cold liquids, constipation, dark urine, dark, thick, and putrid secretions and excretions, red tongue material with yellow moss, and rapid pulse. Heat signs suggest that the basic shading of the body disharmony is bright, and its mood is jumpy. Patterns of yin and yang disharmonies. Yin and yang disharmonies are the most general, all-inclusive patterns in Chinese medicine. Indeed, all questions may ultimately be reduced to whether an individual pattern is yin or yang. Yin patterns are combinations of signs associated with interior, deficiency, and cold, while yang patterns are woven from signs appropriate to exterior, excess, and heat. These relationships are enumerated in Table 5 and 6. Of course, very few human illnesses can be characterized as pure yin or pure yang. If the diagnosis were that simple, the task of the Chinese physician would be merely to catalogue symptoms, an exercise that would produce a clinical landscape resembling a cubist painting. Most patients exhibit a complex mixture of yin and yang signs and symptoms. For example, an extroverted, agitated personality, which is yang, can also be frail, nervous, and easily pushed around, which is yin. A slow, obsessive, calculating and a meticulous personality, which is yin, can also be aggressive and belligerent, which is yang. An individual with a severe contracting abdominal pain worsened by pressure, which is excess and yang, may at the same time get relief from a hot bath, which is cold and yin, and may have a slow pulse, which is cold and yin. Moreover, a single symptom might have varying significations because aspects of more than one pattern may be present. For instance, menstrual cramps relieved by heat, which is cold and yin, may respond uncomfortably to touching, which is excess and yang, or a pulse may be both rapid, which is heat and yang, and thin, which is deficient and yin. Therefore, the eight principal patterns in their pure form are usually inadequate descriptions of clinical reality. They provide preliminary guidance for further perceptual refinement. The first level of refinement is combining the eight principal patterns to allow a closer approximation of clinical reality and a final shading of the picture of disharmony. The way in which the eight principal patterns are combined, reinforced, or modified illustrates how complex patterns are developed from simple ones. The method is basic to the process by which yin and yang combine to embrace reality.